reviews from our Badgers Hour on the YouTube chat dweller region. I can assure everyone that we're not intentionally avoiding Packers talk.
What would we be avoiding? Why would we be avoiding Packers talk? Like, we couldn't be closer to the moon right now as far as being a fan.
Yeah, and things are not looking good for some of the upcoming opponents either, which is lending credence to the bold prediction, the bold-a-thon. Looking a lot better for Tom Waddle than it did for Rob Domofsky, who put the whammy on Brandon McManus.
So I actually thought, you know, if you get through these 2 weeks, and obviously the bold-a-thon was before Micah, or was it after Micah?
It was after Micah. It was after acquiring Micah Parsons.
It was after Micah, the trade. Because right now, I mean, this is like, you know, this is biblical. There's some biblicalness to this. There's BM and AM. As far as your expectations, before Micah and after Micah. It just is. It's biblical in the fact that you were thinking, all right, it could be a nice team, and we could see where it goes, BM. And then AM, it's the world is your oyster. Like, that's how this has went.
Are you doing BC and AD?
Yes.
So we have now. Look, I like Micah Parsons too.
No, I'm not comparing him to Jesus. Don't go there. What I'm saying is, there's the biblical terms when you're starting to look at before and after.
Old Testament, New Testament.
I'm talking Micah, the expectation game. There's a PM and an AM, and that's just the reality. If you want to use something else, go for it. But pre-Micah, we all looked at it and thought, all right, you know, Detroit's still the favorite in the division. Philly's still heavily favored. Green Bay is in that second tier. That's where we were.
Uh-huh.
And then AM, after Micah, all that changed. Then it was, how close are we to Philly, and we're the favorites in the North? And then we go play the Kings of the North. We punch them in the mouth. Still cannot believe that my Scott Farkas thing never made it. Like, I am amazed, for as much as people love clipping us, that never made it. I'm amazed by that, but I'll digress.
We
are, this NFC North is a two-team race, period. I've seen enough. I thought it, I believed it, and now I've seen enough. I've watched Minnesota struggle for 7 out of 8 quarters. Their offense stinks. Is it going to get better? I don't know, Jim. I think it could get worse. Now, if you get Darisaw back, you might be able to protect McCarthy better.
Yeah.
I think there's going to be some very angry wide receivers in the fact their numbers are going to stink. And I think Jay Jettis is a good dude, but Chris Collinsworth said it last night, and I don't think he's wrong. How long is this going to be before you start looking and saying, hey, man, I can't do this? You can't miss wide open touch. They got a wide open slot fade, wide open tutter, and a kid misses by 7 or 8 yards. He's throwing bad picks. He must have baby hands. I don't know if he's got the same hands as old boy, but he's fumbling snaps. He's fumbling a quarterback center. He fumbles a pitch snap. Like, J.J. McCarthy's got a long way to go, and I am going to continue to tweet out, when are they going to go get Kirk Cousins? Because this thing is on the – they're not far. They have a couple more bad games. They're not far from an implosion because their defense is good. They've won 14 games. They all know what it looks like, and they know this ain't it.
Yeah.
So you can grow and ask, but veterans in this league don't care. Trust me. Oh, that's cute that this quarterback is going to win a 6 or 7 game. They're going to win championships. You're going to be out pushing a golf cart around because your career's done, but this is going to be great. That's not how – there's a balance to this. Minnesota's – I am not worried about me. I wasn't. I thought they'd finish fourth. I think the Bears might be worse, but I think the Bears are going to grow. The Bears understood coming in where they were. Minnesota had these high hopes of being in the same division and in the same league as Green Bay. Can you imagine Green Bay playing Minnesota today? That kid's getting sacked 10 times. I don't know what O'Connell, what magic he can come up with. There's only so much magic. You can't run boot passes every play. Eventually, you got to stand back there. He's going to get killed. So, Green Bay, Detroit, Green Bay already showcased where they're at. Mm-hmm. I think Packer fans, this after this weekend, should look at it and say, the North is not going to be the best division in football this year.
No.
They're going to have two of the top teams, but the rest of the North, I think, could be El Stinko. This could be an El Stinko situation.
So, as I said,
that's
I
my
believe,
little NFC North recap.
That has been Tausch's NFC North Minutes. As I texted you.
Tell me where I'm wrong.
You're not.
Tell me where I'm wrong.
Baby hands McCarthy.
That's pretty good.
Well, did you see how many times the ball was fumbling out of his hands?
He
last
fumbled
night?
A fake on a pitch.
That's my point.
Yes,
it's baby. I don't know if his hands are big or not. I don't know. I don't care.
So I had texted you guys during Monday Night Football last week that could the Packers go from 1-5 in the division to 6-0 now that they've already beaten the Lions once?
Let me tell you something. If they beat Detroit on Thanksgiving, yes.
Yes.
That's what's going to happen.
For sure. And I am – look, Jordan Love had his struggles his first season as the starter during the first half of the year. I don't know, and I understand rallied.
And a good example, because I think it's a really good point, but he had the fawn legs. Remember when he had fawn legs down in Atlanta where he looked like a baby fawn trying to do a quarterback sneak? Well, old boy had baby hands doing the quarterback sneak. Like, that's all part of this process. So I don't want to crush McCarthy on that. I'm just telling you the veterans in that locker room are not happy with what's going on there. You can feel fairly confident. And I think O'Connell's got to be a little bit worried.
I'm not here to say that I am a quarterback guru by any means, but I'd be lying if I said I wasn't a skeptic from the jump on J.J. McCarthy. And look, his fourth quarter against the Bears was enough to get everybody thinking, okay, well, maybe what we saw the first three quarters of that game isn't who he is. And then came yesterday. And now, wasn't he the offensive player of the week in the NFC?
He was for one quarter. No, he was. How many points did the Lions put up on that mighty Bears defense yesterday?
52.
And it probably, I'm guessing, could have probably put up more.
6-7. Yeah.
60 or 70.
Oh, 67 specifically,
This is this is a two-team division.
Until Kirk Cousins is the Vikings quarterback, you mean?
I don't even know. They'd be better. If I'm Green Bay, I don't want Kirk Cousins coming to Minnesota. I want you let you grow with JJ.
Yeah, got to live through the growing pains. Yeah,
because they're going to lose this season. Then the season will be, they'll be lucky to get to 6 or 7 wins.
Did you hear the noise Collinsworth made when he missed that open receiver in the, was it late third or early fourth? He was like, oh, boy. Collinsworth is usually like gushing over the quarterbacks. At last, he was just like, oh, boy.
He wasn't gushing about JJ. He wasn't gushing about JJ. I didn't hear any gush about JJ.
On the bright side, you would be more than happy to gush about Prize Picks. I hope you took less when it comes to J.J. McCarthy, no matter what the projection was.
Well, I'm irritated. Kelce had his catch. He also had that big drop pick in the Eagles game. We make decisions every day, but on Prize Picks, be right, you get paid. Don't miss any of the excitement this season on Prize Picks, where it's good to be right. I had a 5 out of 6.
Oh, that's got to hurt.
Jordan Love. It did. Yeah, thank you. I wasn't right, and I didn't get paid. But Prize Picks is simple. Pick more or less on 2 to 6 player stat projections. You get your picks right, you cash in. Prize Picks puts their users first. All withdrawals, they're fast, safe, and secure. Prize Picks offers Venmo, Apple Pay, MasterCard, and more for quick and easy deposits into your account this football season. The best way, turn your sports opinions. If you think J.J. McCarthy is going to turn the football over, is going to throw a pick, is going to stink, Hey, you can be right, and you can get paid doing it. Download the app today. Use code WI to get $50 in lineups after you play your first $5 lineup. That is code WI to get $50 in lineups after you play your first $5 lineup. Prize Picks. It is good to be right.
So I'm going to, speaking of you being right, I'm going to look up J.J. McCarthy's draft profile and see if we can find out how big his hands are or aren't with his baby hands. And I would be curious, you know, the Packers did, now he was 3 years in, right? He spent 3 years sitting on the bench, but the Packers didn't panic when Jordan Love had some uneven performances.
Well, started getting nervous.
I don't think the Vikings are or should, but I guarantee you this, I'm betting the, whatever the Wilde and Tausch equivalent is in the Twin Cities, their phone lines are lit up all morning long. Mm-hmm. Ben Lieber, maybe. And
what do you think Jay Jettis is saying to his boys when he's getting in the car going home?
This guy
stinks. Do you think he's saying, "Boy, this is gonna be"? You think this is gonna be? Saying, "Oh, this is gonna be a hell of a year"? Or do you think he's gonna say, "Get Kirk on line one, man"? Yeah. I don't know.
What this all means for the Packers? I do want to talk a little bit about the Lions from yesterday as well. But the Packers back at work today. Matt LaFleur going to talk to us a little bit after noon. So I'm going to finish the program and head on over there. We will discuss more Packers, less Badgers next. It's Wilde and Tausch.
This is Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Call Gina Della from Pella today, 855-PELLA-WI, and online at PellaWI.com/radio.
You know what they say about guys with big hands? They wear big gloves, and they make for better quarterbacks. For those of you curious, Jordan Love's hand size measurement at the combine, 10.5 inches.
Okay.
Wow.
Brett Favre's hand size, 10 3/8 inches.
Wow.
Okay.
Stop. Aaron Rodgers' hand size.
Let's not shove our hand. Come on. All right. Okay.
10. Okay. And 1/8 inches.
Wow.
Okay.
I was trying to set something up there on the video stream.
You are. It's annoying, but you are. Yeah, keep going. I didn't tell you to stop. Oh, I did tell you to stop.
You did. So, yeah, literally told me to stop.
Yes, this. I did. That's true.
J.J. McCarthy's hand size,
12 inches.
9 inches.
Baby hands.
It is in the 8th percentile for quarterback hand size. You know who else has tiny hands?
Man.
You know who else has tiny hands?
Kenny Pickett.
Who's that?
I believe Kenny Pickett does, but that's not who's on the list here because these two guys have been successful. Jared Goff and okay. Joe Burrow.
Yeah.
Both of them have been very successful in the league to varying degrees.
So why I said that, it wasn't, I had no clue. You could have said
no,
he
but
had
I'm,
10 and a half.
You were right. You were right.
Well, because you see things and you have to kind of figure things out. Obviously, everything happens a lot faster in the NFL. But when I saw him fake pitch that ball and it flopped out of his hand, and then there was another one that it fell out of his hand, and then the snap on the thing, that's where it comes into play because Lord knows I hate the, oh, you got short arms or you're only 6'3 or whatever.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Like that stuff annoys all of us. And I'm sure JJ and Jared Goff and all of these other guys. But there is a reason that they do those measurements. And JJ will have to kind of figure that part of it out. I thought it was kind of almost rude to Sam Darnold and to what we saw last year that Minnesota, when they won a bunch of close games, was just going to snap their fingers, put JJ in there, and have instant success. Mm-hmm. It's not how this business works. And that annoyed me a little bit. And now that, listen, Minnesota could go on a run and make me look like a fool. Very possible. They could end up going 14-3. I will be shocked if that's the case. But that doesn't mean that they can't, because I think Flores and their defense can cause problems. But I just think offensively they are going to have all kinds of problems. And especially when they play the Green Bay Packers, you can almost bank we're going to have some turnovers against this team with J.J. as their quarterback.
I would definitely agree with that. He would have been under siege. He was under siege from the Falcons defense, and what I saw from Mina Kimes and others was surprised that the Falcons had a pass rush. So I would presume, and that was, I mean, look,
now,
again,
in fairness,
they were missing
Darisaw,
they were missing their starting center. So I'm glad we were on the same page there. A text from Ron in Rome. After listening to the Ben Johnson press conference and watching Kevin O'Connell's face last night, all I can say is thank God for Matt LaFleur.
We're all in this sucker together, that's for sure.
I've heard commentators say that Kevin O'Connell is the best coach in the NFC North division. You did. And I believe it was said on this program, it was, by me. And you know I hold Matt LaFleur in high regard. And I do not agree, Ron says. Look, you're only as good as your players. And Matt LaFleur didn't get a whole lot of credit when he had the four-time NFL MVP as quarterback. I think he has shown since the departure of one Aaron Charles Rodgers that he's a pretty good quarterback. What I would say about Kevin O'Connell and why I don't think it's fair to now say because J.J. McCarthy has pretty much stunk up the joint for 7 of the 8 quarters to start the season is that the guy won with Sam Darnold, who many didn't. And he made Kirk Cousins the best Kirk Cousins has ever been. So
that's true, too.
I feel like my opinion of him is a fair view to have, and that is saying something given that I think Matt LaFleur is a really good coach. I'm not among those, then there are certainly some in the YouTube comments who do not think Matt LaFleur is any good and that they have to win in spite of him, not because of him. I don't agree, but you're entitled to your opinion.
Absolutely you are.
So, again, the question I want to get to next after Tausch tells us about Quick Trip is how should what the Lions did yesterday to the aforementioned Ben Johnson and the Bears, which, by the way, Ben Johnson, you know Jared Goff's name. You worked with him for 3 years. Don't be a dink. The quarterback over there, come on, man.
Why? They're enemies now. I don't know. Not
that doesn't mean
cool
you don't say
out.
His name. Say his name.
You know who he's talking about.
The quarterback over there.
Yeah, QB.
Yeah.
Over there.
So it's funny how quickly you go from awkwardly saying, well, I sure do enjoy beating Matt LaFleur twice a year, to being kind of persnickety in your post-game press conference. He could have used a snack.
He comes at you fast.
From his local Quick Trip to make him feel a little bit better about himself.
Well, this fall, the Gatorade, talking all his Vikings and O'Connell and LaFleur, Gatorade border battle is on at Quick Trip. Are you Team Purple or Green and Gold proud? Well, either way, you can score the ultimate fan experience. 2 turf suite tickets to the Week 18 Vikings-Packers showdown at U.S. Bank Stadium, plus $250 in Quick Trip gift cards. Just buy any Gatorade with your Quick Rewards account and earn bonus fan zone points. Packers, Vikings, let the Quick Trip Gatorade border battle begin. No purchase is necessary. Go to quicktrip.com/sweepstakes to enter. And when life is busy, make it easy with order ahead in the Quick Rewards app. You can pick your favorites, fried chicken, pizza, take-home meals, pay in the app and grab it in store, or you can do it curbside, and they have a bunch of great specials going right now. Boneless pork loin chops, 99 cents each. Bananas, jumbo onions, and baked potatoes, 29 cents a pound. Quick Trip's got you covered. We'll see you next time.
Are you going to end it there?
No.
Okay, good. I appreciate the we'll see you next time because that lets me know you're done. I have received a text message from the kid.
Oh.
So okay. I feel better now. I don't feel better about him coming on the program. I'll explain. And I do want to get into what the Lions did to the Bears. What does that mean to you as a Packers fan? What does that tell you about the Lions? And what does it tell you about the Packers defense and its performance in the opener? We'll talk about that next. It's Wildy and Tausch.
This is Wildy and Tausch, driven by Zimbrick Chevrolet in Sun Prairie on 100.5 ESPN. See their full inventory at ZimbrickChevrolet.com.
I remember the nights when we were young, dumb, and wild and free. When I closed my eyes, I could see you in my sweatshirt. Dancing around that college bar. These days I don't know where you are, but I get to keep these memories forever. Oh, I
So, for those of you that were hoping that we would book Robin Yount on the program, which again, to have his name in my text messages is surreal for me, just so people understand. Thanks, all good here. I'm in Italy.
Oh,
so awesome. So he's going to be celebrating turning the big 7-0. In Italy, apparently, and no better place.
I hope he's in Tuscany. Avoid the pizza, from
what I learned from Tausch. The pizza average, disappointing. Yeah.
But have as much pasta, like the fresh pasta over there.
Oh, he's the new spokesperson. I'm sure he's enjoying a Usinger sausage over there.
Indeed. Sure. Exactly. Well done.
Probably.
Well played. So we'll hopefully we'll talk to him when he gets back. But happy birthday one day early to the kid. Tausch.
You think they got Robinade over there?
I don't think he's getting Tito's lemonade?
You think he goes to Tito's with a little Robinade in there?
I think he should. I've got a couple of extra bottles if he needs them, but I'm not in Italy.
Could we invent the Robin and or the kid and call it Tito's and Robinade?
You call it the kid drink?
Yeah.
Sure. I like that.
I don't know if you've seen this. If you're out golfing now, a big trend, and it's a I am not a TikTok guy. It's not my jam.
Heard that about you, yeah.
But the big thing is the cart people will put their own special drink of the day, and they'll put like a thing up on their deal, and they mix different. It's usually I like to think Tito's, but then they'll put like a blue Gatorade with something else and then a spritz of something and they'll call it something and they try to trend on TikTok and it works because you go up there and normally, you're either going to get a Coors Light or you're going to have a mixer and you kind of think through and if somebody is putting it up there, it's like if they say, hey, we got a prime rib special today, you're like, oh, let me hear about it. Almost everybody does that. So I think that's definitely a possibility, Jesse.
We will work on making that a reality when he gets back from Italy. You can bounce that idea off of him when he eventually joins us, which we look forward to. Before that, though, what am I supposed to make of what the Detroit Lions did offensively against the Bear Down Chicago Bears yesterday, putting up a 52 spot and Jared Goff throwing 5 touchdown passes and Ben Johnson forgetting his name.
So, I normally, this job, you react, you analyze on a week-to-week basis, always thinking about projecting what you think is going to happen. Mm-hmm. That's how I look at my job.
Sure. Yeah.
You, I don't know exactly. You're looking at things a little bit differently.
I do. I'm here to deliver insights and information.
I don't mind overreacting because that's what fans want to do, and
you're good at it.
I think so too. I did not one time last week after Detroit got absolutely bully balled by the G&G, did I think Detroit was stink. Not once. I thought they ran into a buzzsaw. They couldn't protect Goff, and you get Goff off his spot. I've said for years he is not a great NFL quarterback. He's really good when he's in the pocket and throwing in rhythm. He's not when you have to create. You want him moving off his spot. Well, with Micah Parsons and with our crew, he never was comfortable. That's why it was check down Chuck all game, and it was an easy win.
Sure.
Detroit will be better, but so will Green Bay. Detroit is still a very good football team.
Sure.
Green Bay is better as we sit here today. Now, things can change and things can happen, but if both teams stay healthy, Green Bay will win this division. And I think they'll do it in a relatively smooth fashion. I think Detroit is going to struggle. They're going to get beat next week. And Green Bay is going to win. And you're going to be looking at a two-game lead with a tiebreaker. And all of a sudden, no. Detroit's going to be there when it comes playoff time. And it will be, you know, playoff football is a whole different animal. They will have to come up with a better plan than what they had the last time they came to Lambeau. But Detroit, I think what you saw, to answer your question in a long-winded, wildy way, I think you saw who we thought they are. Green Bay was better than what I think people anticipated. The Micah effect is real. And I think Detroit and other teams are going to have to come to grips with that and figure out where can we attack this defense. Because through 2 weeks, nobody has. That doesn't mean people won't and try and find a way. Detroit's offense is still going to be really good, especially against defenses that aren't. That's what I learned.
I'm curious, would you say that when you predict that the Packers are going to win the division, would you be willing to take that to the bank? Because that's what we're going to play right now, presented by Associated Bank.
Take it to the bank. Well, week two Packers-inspired questions here, presented by Associated Bank. Covering a couple of the notes from the game the other day. Take it to the bank. If Jaden Reed is out for a significant amount of time, he will be missed in the Packers offense more than Christian Watson. You want to take that to the bank, Tausch?
Yeah, I will, just because I think Jaden Reed has proven how productive he is in his time here. He's been the leading catcher of the football, if my memory serves me correctly. So Jaden Reed, I think, will be missed, but I'm telling you, I think of every position in any place on this football team where you feel like you have enough depth to overcome, that would be the spot that I feel like is the case. Receivers, we're going to see younger players. We're going to see Wicks. We saw a little bit already. Matthew Golden, Savion Williams, and then if Watson comes back, I think we are very well equipped to handle Jaden Reed being out, even though he will be missed.
I would agree he will be missed. I don't know if I'm willing to go there in terms of comparing him to Watson. I will say this. Watson and Reed are two guys that they don't have anyone quite like. Obviously, Watson to an even greater degree. But maybe Matthew Golden can do some of the or many of the same things. We'll have to wait and see. We'd also be looking at Matthew Golden through a different lens if one or both of those deep shots turn into touchdowns instead of incompletions. Love overshot him on what would have been probably a 92-yard touchdown and another one that would have been 30-some yards. So I do think that's part of it as well. But look, if this is possible to lead your team in receptions and yardage in each of your first two seasons with the team as a rookie and as a second-year player and still be underappreciated, congratulations, Jaden Reed did that. And so I'm curious to see if we realize that he was more valuable than we gave him credit for during the time that he's going to be sidelined and dealing with the healing of a broken collarbone. And you know, Rob Dabowski pointed this out to me last night while we were talking about it on TV. You know, maybe he also has the surgery on his foot, or maybe he just has enough time off of it for that to heal, that Jones fracture that he has in his foot. All right, who's next or what's next?
I'll tell you what. You need to get call Joe Burrow up, too. Burrow's got turf toe. That son of a gun's out for like 6 months.
3 months.
3 months. Jason Wilde has turf toe. You missed, what, two practices and you were back?
Yeah, three practices.
Fair?
But, yeah, I was afraid of this because you brought up Joey B. But I feel like I may be experiencing a recurrence a little bit. Uh-oh. I was walking around a little gingerly.
Well, take a beat. Well, first off, you probably shouldn't be hoofing through apple orchards.
Yeah, it was a pretty long walk. A lot of 4 miles worth of walking during our time at the apple orchard.
Wow.
It's pretty good.
No, not wow. Ow. More accurate. What's next, Jesse?
I bet you've been walking around a golf course once or twice, too.
I have, yeah. I've been doing a lot of walking.
Yeah.
Slimming down a little bit because of it. Thanks. Thanks for noticing.
Take it to the bank. Thursday night's game against Washington proved offensive line depth is not a major concern for the Packers this season. Tausch?
Oh, no. No, I'm still concerned about it. Mm-hmm. And I think where I'm really concerned is if something happens to Elton. Like, if Elton stays healthy for the whole season, I think we can weather the other storms. But I still want Zach Tom out there, and I still want Banks. I think that you played at home against a team that, you know, their defensive line, while they got older, I don't know how dynamite that is. I want to see you do this against Philadelphia with their big fellas in the middle. I want to see how you handle Minnesota. Minnesota's got a good front. So I'm still, of all the positions that I'm concerned about depth-wise, it's the interior offensive line is where my main concerns are. And are we better suited if something happens in a playoff game? I don't know if I would say I feel that much better. Like, if something happens to Elgton Jenkins, I'm going to be concerned.
Mm-hmm.
I think Jordan Morgan is a really good player, and I think he could step in. And so I feel that in that respect, I feel a little bit better. But I don't. I think Elgton Jenkins, his health is critical for this football team throughout the rest of this year. More so than any of the tackles or anybody else, I think Elgton is the key. He needs to play every week. And if he doesn't, my concern level would go up by quite a bit.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to Wednesday with Brian Belaga because he does such a thorough breakdown of the film, and I want to hear what he thought of Jordan Morgan, whose Pro Football Focus grade, for what that's worth, was not very high from the game, and I want to know what he thinks of Anthony Belton because...
Dude, I saw some... So, I don't know. I do not break down film like Brian. That's just not my deal. But I'll tell you about Belton. I saw some clips. He's a big physical SOB now.
He is.
He is a bully. He is a bully in a good way.
Yeah, I guess my question back to you then would be, as a pass protector, it's great if you are a bully in the run game. Do you see him having... We all know one of your strengths as a player, being the legend that you are, as our caller earlier pointed out, was your feet. Does he have great feet? Does he have the kind of feet that make you a great pass protector in the league? Because I still believe that that's an important, very important piece if you work for the Green Bay Packers. We'll see. I am not taking that to the bank either. I don't think their depth is... I think Jordan Morgan is a good player. After that, I don't know what to expect or to believe. I'm still not convinced. One more, Jesse?
Last one for dessert here, and take it to the bank, presented by Associated Bank. Even if Brandon McManus kicks a game-winning field goal in the Super Bowl, Rob Domofsky cannot defend his Boldathon title, since he is the only incorrect bold prediction after 2 weeks of the season.
Did he win it last year?
He did, yes. He was ranked number one by you when we reviewed them in February.
Yeah, what did he win it with again? Do we remember what he was?
Did
so
we check the
about?
565 analytics, folks, where they stood on it?
We did not. We let Tausch critique it. Yeah. And if Tausch didn't give himself the victory, you got to feel pretty good about it.
That's fair. No,
I believe he
out.
Predicted Tucker Kraft would lead the team in receiving last year, I think was his.
Well, didn't Jaden Reed?
Well, he didn't do that.
It was something Tucker Kraft related. I forget exactly what it was, but it was Tucker Kraft related, and he was right. And at the time,
yes,
no one saw it coming.
Yes, Domofsky's boldathon is dead. He just finished dead last. Yeah.
Yes, he did. What I'm really curious now to see if Tom Waddle ends up winning. And that would be painful to him because that would mean the
Jordan
Packers
Love
got
wins
off
the MVP, I win. Like, there's nobody else is winning. Like, what the hell are you talking about?
You will win.
And if Romeo Doubs gets traded, you're winning. Like, you're winning.
Well, everybody
this
can't.
This isn't hard.
The thing is, all of these things could happen. Like, what if Doubs gets
traded? Romeo Doubs gets traded, Jason's winning.
What if Doubs gets traded? They start 8-0.
Less of my...
Jordan Love's MVP, no. And McManus kicks a game-winning field goal in the Super Bowl. Then what happens?
No, 8-0 is a nice, cute pick.
Try champions.
It'll be, he'll be in the mix. No, Jason wins if Romeo Doubs gets traded, because that, to me, was the boldest of bold, because I don't think it's going to happen, and I don't think anybody thinks it's going to happen.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to happen.
He wins.
Yeah, it's not. Look, now that Jaden Reed is out for multiple months, it ain't happening. They're not trading Romeo Doubs. I will not be winning the Boldathon. What you could win is a Cousin Subs prize pack if you win trivia this week. But to win, you've got to enter. And to enter, you got to play today, tomorrow, Wednesday, Thursday, or Friday. Jesse, what's today's category and what caller would you like for trivia?
I just saw a text. Someone said Ben Johnson should have called Jared Goff that guy. That was nice.
That guy did a really good job today.
Let's do caller 15 today for the sports weekend recap on a Monday. Looking back at the busy sports weekend.
All right, caller 15 right now, 844-770-3776, 844-770-3776. Caller 15 plays trivia next after I tell you about Associated Bank. They've got the best customer service in the industry, and they've got the awards to prove it as well, whether it's early pay so you get access to your direct deposit up to 2 days early, whether it's credit monitoring so you know where your credit is at if you have a big purchase you want to make, or if it's fraud protection, and I experienced it myself. They made sure that I was safe with my investments and everything else because they have a top-notch fraud protection team. That's what customer service means to Associated Bank. So go to AssociatedBank.com to find out more. Trivia is next. It's Wildy and Tausch.
This is Wildy and Tausch, brought to you by Grassland Butter. Grassland Dairy is Wisconsin. Learn more at GrasslandButter.com.
Trivia, and then in the 11 o'clock hour, we'll be spanning the sports realm as we will go from Badgers in the 9, Packers in the 10, to Brewers for a little while in the 11 o'clock hour, including a visit from our buddy Dom Catronio from 620 WTMJ, the flagship of Milwaukee Brewers baseball, which you can also always hear in Madison on 100.5. ESPN. Time now, though, for trivia.
Wildy and Tausch Trivia is presented by Cousin Subs. Crispy chicken tenders are now available at Cousin Subs. Order today in-store at CousinSubs.com or with the Cousins app. Cousin Subs, we believe in better.
And I know there's plenty of Cousin Subs locations in Green Bay, which means if Eric in Green Bay wins this week, he'll be able to use his gift card on some tasty Cousin Subs. Eric, good morning. How are you?
Doing good, guys. How are you?
Is your little guy enjoying the show today?
He is enjoying the show today. Absolutely. Mm.
He's our biggest fan. He'll figure it out eventually.
All right, let's play trivia. We had class on Friday, so he was a little upset on Friday. He had to miss part of the show, so as soon as he got in the car, he was asking for you guys.
Was he crying during the Badger game?
He was a little upset that Bucky wasn't winning. At one point, he thought Alabama wearing the Crimson Tide was Wisconsin, and I had this moment where I kind of wanted to let him believe it, because then he would have had a great day. But you know, he's 3 years old now. He needs to learn how to lose.
It's true. You can keep dominating him in card games too. All right, let's play trivia, where you can dominate. Question number one. in the sports weekend recap is this. One of the best college football games of the weekend, the Backyard Brawl, is a rivalry game played between which two teams? Is it Pittsburgh and West Virginia, Miami and South Florida, or Jesse's Dog and the Pond Turtles?
Let's go West Virginia. Take me home, country road.
Has there been another dog versus turtle incident, or are you just being funny?
No, he found a mouse the other day.
Mm. He's part cat.
He didn't know what to do with it.
Homage to Grouch.
He was kind of laying next to it, looking at it, growling, tails wagging. He wanted to play with it, but didn't understand. The mouse didn't want anything to do with him.
Question two. After the Brewers clinched on Saturday, which team became the second to clinch a berth in the MLB postseason on Sunday? Was it the Toronto Blue Jays, the Philadelphia Phillies, or the Los Angeles Dodgers?
Let's go. Toronto had the. I think Philly clinched their division.
Two for two. Are the Mets eliminated?
No.
With their.
They're riding the wild card on.
Mets are still a wild card team, and Philly technically has not clinched their division, but they are, like, any minute now they'll be getting it done. They've been on a massive winning streak, and the Mets have been in a free fall.
Yes, they have been. So the Mets could still make the playoffs despite how bad they've been.
They are still in a position where it looks like they will make the playoffs unless they really continue to botch this and the Giants or the Reds can catch them. Yeah.
Okay. Interesting. All right. Question three, Eric, and a chance for a perfect start to the week. How many NFL games on Sunday featured rematches of teams that have met in previous Super Bowls?
Oh, boy.
Was it one, a two, or a three? And I'm not going to lie, I don't know the answer to this.
Obviously, Philly, Kansas City was a big one yesterday.
Yeah. Question is, was that the only one?
I'll go one more. Just I have no clue.
So it was more than one, Jesse?
Philadelphia and Kansas City, of course, was the big one. The Titans and the Rams played in the noon window.
Kurt Warner, Air McNair.
As did the Seahawks and the Steelers. Three previous Super Bowl matchups.
Matt Hasselbeck and Mike Holmgren getting hosed by that questionable official's call when they lost to the Steelers.
I do have a suggestion, by the way, for the bold of that.
Okay.
Didn't realize our comment box
was open. If multiple bold predictions, well, then you got to have the bold committee. Everybody that submitted a bold-a-thon submission, that's the boldest. It's like tie goes to the runner, tie goes to the bolder prediction.
Yeah,
right.
I agree.
So
that's why I thought Jason's
are they all written
the
out somewhere?
No.
Now, I also think a bold-a-thon tracker would be. Would be a fun thing to have going on. So I can take responsibility on.
Volunteering for work. I don't know what that's like.
Eric, I was just going to say, you have been a great fan of the show for a long time. You know how things work here, right? You think that, no offense to Jesse, but you think Jesse was going to write all this down. I have a thought that I have him write down, and then I'll go back to it, and he'll say, I don't know. You think he's going to write down every bold-a-thon, rank it, and then keep it on a bold-a-thon, ticker across the bottom line?
Here's the thing. They're all put together on a YouTube clip, so that's been done. Yeah. I don't know if they're just in writing.
They're not.
Jesse, are they?
Jesse, am I crazy to think
that? I think I've got them in a note on my phone. Let me check. I think I've got them.
No, you don't. There's no way. Everyone, no way.
I got all my
but Eric, you're hired.
Logins.
Yeah,
you're hired. You will not be paid. You will be criticized heavily.
Yeah, it's all right. I got this. I'll make a Twitter account,
okay.
A Boldathon Twitter account. We'll get this going every week with updates.
Nice. Okay.
I just need them ideally written out. I don't think that's going to happen, so I think I'm going to be watching that YouTube clip later. But
Jesse will send you his note, and then also all of his logins for his streaming
his
services.
His thorough notes. Yeah, I'm sure that'll cover everything.
But
Eric,
you have to be a Boldathon. You have to be a Boldathon contributor in order to rank them on Boldness. So if we hit that at the end of the year, then the committee has to revisit, and we award a winner.
A blue ribbon panel. All right, Eric, you got 2 out of 3. Exactly. It means you got 3 of the possible 4 entries on Friday. Thanks for playing, buddy. We appreciate you.
You bet. Love you guys.
That is Wildy and Tausch Trivia.
Eric,
we kick off.
Isn't it great? We have so many people willing to do all of our work for nothing.
For free.
That's fantastic.
For free. Volunteerism. It's a beautiful thing.
That's what makes it really difficult to let people go.
I don't even work here.
Well, technically, I don't even work here. I know. That's what makes this so difficult.
The 11 o'clock hour of Wildy and Tausch starts in 2 minutes. So stick around.
Don't go anywhere. Another hour of Wildy and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, is coming up next on ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.